Told you once, now tell you twice. The way I feel, here's my advice. I told you once, now the way I feel, here's my advice. Now tell you twice. The way I feel, here's my advice. I told you once, now tell you twice.
You're listening to God's gift through His word with Tanika Drake. Yeah, that's right.
Ooh, I'm looking forward to it, Miss Tanika Drake. You already know. But you know what? I was hitting those high notes, now I got a little freestyle for you. Ooh, Miss Tanika Drake. She been doing it so real, never fake. She got such good vibes oozing out the phone that I feel so around when I am so alone. Picking me up when I'm down like, oh, Miss Tanika Drake, if they don't know, now they know. This is like a show promo. Enjoy it, here we go with the ill type flow. What you saying? What you saying? I let it go. What you saying? What you saying? What you saying, Miss Tanika Drake? I let it go. Oh, I kill the rhyme slow. They be loving me and I let it like, oh. Yeah, you listening to Tanika Drake, ladies and gentlemen, bang, bang.
God sent His Son. They called Him Jesus. He came to love, heal and forgive. He lived and died to buy my pardon. An empty grave is there to prove my Savior lives. Because He lives, I can face tomorrow. Because He lives, all fear is gone. Because I know He holds the future, and life is worth the living just because He lives. Jesus loves me. Oh, yes, He does. Jesus loves me. Oh, yes, He does. Jesus loves me. Oh, yes, He does. For the Bible tells me so. Hey, girl, it's Gloria TP5 from Grown Up Eruptions. I hope you're doing well on this Sunday morning. I just felt like singing, and I felt like sharing it with you. So God bless you, and remember, God is always on time.
Thank you, Lord, for this day. Thank you, Lord, for all our many blessings, Lord. Touch the hearts of each and every person that's under my voice right now, Lord. Please continue to bless their health and their strength, Lord. Please let Your blessings and Your will be done through us, Lord. Continue to look down on us. Show us the way that You want to go, Lord. Lead us, Lord. Lead us to the right place. Thank You, Lord, for continuing to bless us, Lord. Forgive us up to this very second, Lord. Please, Lord, just continue to look down on us, Lord. Show us the way that you want us to live. Show us the way that you want us to go, Lord. In your son Jesus' name I pray. Thank God. Amen.
Hello, this is Pastor Jay of Walk of Truth Radio Network coming over to say hello to my friend and my fellow podcaster and the greatest motivator in the entire world. Everybody talks about my motivation, but I tell you what, if you really want to get motivated and inspired, come over to God's Gift Through His Word and listen to my sister in Christ, Tanika Drake. Yes, this is Pastor Jay saying, if you want to be encouraged, blessed, and be at peace, come over to God's Gift Through His Word, Tanika Drake, the greatest podcaster and motivator of all times. This is Pastor Jay. Love you, Tanika. Peace.
Hi, you guys. This is Dr. D from the Boom Factor radio show and the Safe Zone broadcast. And I just want to just share my excitement for my girl, Tanika Drake. Oh, my gosh. I just watched her phenomenal presentation. She was a guest speaker on the Comfort Zone. And you guys, click that link that she puts in for her show and tune in. I mean, oh my goodness, you was on point, my love. Keep doing what you're doing. I encourage you. I bless you with the love of God. I pray that the windows of heaven are open unto you. Every need is met for you. And you got to help Dr. D. As you see, I'm host because I'm working like, oh my goodness. But I love you. God bless you. And I'm excited for you.
Hey, this is Althea with Wove Inspirations, tuning into Miss Tanika Drake on God's Gift Through His Word. Continue to listen to this woman of God. She has a lot of good information, and she breaks down the word small enough for you to be able to digest it slowly but surely. So continue to listen to Tanika Drake on God's Gift Through His Word, where you will be inspired, encouraged, and uplifted to becoming all that you were predestined to be. Hey, this is Althea with Wove Inspirations. You guys have an awesome day. God bless.
Tanika. We're not going to let nothing stand in our way, girl. You keep it moving, keep it striving. Thank you for that lovely message. I want everybody to make sure y'all go and subscribe to my girl, Tanika Drake. This is Dr. D with the Boom Factor. Ain't nothing stopping us, y'all. We moving and grooving. You go, T.
Hey, you are listening to God's Gift Through His Word with Tanika Drake. Stick around, have a couple announcements, and we'll be right back.
You are listening to the God Gift Through His Word with Tanika Drake. This is your friend and former media broadcasting entrepreneur in podcasting, Joby B. And you are here. And she will be back right after this message. Stay tuned.
God's Gift Through His Word, and here is your host, T. Drake. And be sure to tune in on your favorite podcast platform daily for more inspiration.
Good morning, everyone. Happy Wednesday to you. I hope you're having a great, fabulous day. I am so happy to be with you guys. As always, I'm excited. Ladies and gentlemen, dear hearts, I am just elated that you're here just to listen, just to share a little bit of your time, because your time is valuable and I don't take it lightly. So if you happen to come over here and share a little bit of your ear and to listen, I am thankful for you. I would always encourage you to share a message with me, because I would love to hear some of your perspective and also want to know what else you would like to hear from me, because I always provide inspiration and encouragement. That's what I always do. But if there's something that you would like to hear from me or you would like to share, I definitely invite you to come on over, share a message, share a word of encouragement, or something you just want to hear about. So I'm opening this type of podcast floor to you. I definitely invite my listeners to definitely don't just listen, but definitely also interact too. So as I learn more about how to do my show a little bit differently, I'm still yet learning. So this is going to be a thing that goes on. And pardon me for all the background noise. There's construction going on where I am at right now. So of course I don't have a personal private studio, so there's all kinds of noises. So pardon the background. But before we get started, I just wanted to say this morning was one of those days where I was up late, not doing anything wrong, but I was up late studying, and I fell asleep, and then I woke up and was like, oh no, my time. Threw me off. So now I'm trying to play catch up with getting all my stuff done and complete what I gotta complete. And this is one of the things that I never want to forget to do, and I don't. It's always in my head. Like, I've been doing it for so long, I don't forget it. So today I just wanted to share about you being created different on purpose. And you can take that a few ways. You're created on purpose because God has a calling for you, and you're created different on purpose to be a light for someone and some people in this world. You're created on purpose to do something different, to be different. You are different, and the word tells us that we are different. And I'm going to share that with you guys on today. So before we get started, let us just go into some prayer real quickly, and then we'll get into this message. And I hope to hear from some of you. I'm going to keep putting that out there like a little bit of bait for fish, but you guys aren't fish. You know what I'm talking about. I'm going to put that out there as an offering for you to definitely come and share. So yeah, that's what I want to do. I want to share that. So let's go ahead and pray and enjoy this day today. Gracious Heavenly Father, Lord, thank you for today. Thank you for the newness. Thank you for the amazing day, the sunshine, the blue sky, the amazing people, Lord, that are listening. Lord, I just thank you for their time today that they have come to just listen and get some inspiration and some encouragement. Lord, I thank you for my children. I thank you for just everything that you blessed me with in my life. And Lord, I'm just praying for the ability to move with no issue, Lord God, and help me with the transition. Lord, I'm also praying for all those who are dealing with financial challenges, Lord, that you just intervene like you can, Lord, because you know all the ins and outs of the finances in everyone's life. So Lord, I'm just praying that you just cover that, you take care of that. Lord, we just need to trust in you for everything. And Lord, I'm praying also for those who are going through some challenges with sickness, Lord God, and illness in their body. Lord, I'm praying that you would just touch them, Lord, in a mighty, mighty way, Lord God. Strengthen them where they need to be strengthened. And Lord, help them to recover from whatever is ailing their bodies. And Lord, for those who are in the hospital, Lord God, that have some serious wounds and hurts, Lord God, please help them, Lord God, to recover and heal. And Lord God, for whatever choices they have made, Lord, I pray that they would make better choices so that they can walk for you, Lord, and not walk for the enemy and be involved in things that could hurt them and take their life before they even have a chance, Lord God, to share about who you are and the goodness of who you are. So Lord God, you're a gracious God, you're a merciful God, Lord, and sometimes we need a big wake-up call and you give it to us. So Lord, I'm just praying for all those that need a special prayer on today, Lord God, that they're just going through something. They don't really know how to express it, but
things in their life, Lord God, are a little bit topsy-turvy. So, Lord, I'm praying for those who are just having some regular daily challenges, Lord, in their life, Lord, that you just help them and let them know that, Lord, you are there for them and that you haven't forsaken them, you haven't left them. And, Lord, you're right there with them with whatever they're struggling with it, whatever they're dealing with, whatever stronghold, whatever thing they need to be delivered from, Lord, that you're there. You have it all. And, Lord, that we can just look towards the cross all the time, Lord God, and know that Lord Jesus Christ has surrendered everything, that we can have the right to eternity, Lord God, and have grace just sufficient for us, Lord God. So I'm just thankful, Lord God, on today for all those who are listening. I'm excited, Lord God, that you allow me to even share a little bit of your word. So Lord, I just pray for this word today. I pray that you would just help us, and Lord, help me to inspire and encourage others to be what you've called them to be, Lord God, to rise up as the phoenixes they are, Lord God, and to just showcase who you are and shine as bright as a star, Lord God, just proclaiming and professing that Jesus crucified, and Lord, that they could just go out and just not be ashamed of the word and not be ashamed to be a believer and just stand up where they are, Lord God, and just talk about you, Lord God, and just feel good, and Lord, celebrate you each and every day, and Lord, be happy now, enjoy our lives now, and not waiting for some years down the line until things that we think get better, then we want to rejoice. Lord, let us rejoice and start rejoicing today. In the name of your son Jesus, I pray, amen. All right, let us talk about you all and myself, but I'm here to talk about you guys, of course, and to encourage you. So I have a few scriptures today, and I wanted to start out with Psalms 139, 13 through 16. You guys know that's one of the scriptures that I share with you guys often because I believe it to be true, and I love to repeat it to you, even just a portion of it. The one that says, you're fearfully and wonderfully made. Oh yeah, that one. It's like, she's finally talking about it. No, I've talked about it before, but I'm going to talk about it again right now. So let's go over to Psalms 139. And if you don't have your Bible, don't worry. You can listen, and then you can also check it out when you have time. So we're going to start at verse 13, and it says, "For you created my inmost being. You knit me together in my mother's womb. I praise you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful. I know that full well. My frame was not hidden from you. When I was made in the secret place, when I was woven together in the depths of the earth, your eyes saw my unformed body. All the days ordained for me were written in your book before one of them came to be." Amen. I love that passage. Like, I love a lot of the word, a lot of the word. So there's so many that I love, but this I love too. You guys always see me talk about some of the Proverbs that I love, and I love those too. So I'm just loving the word. How about that? But this one I always share, that we are fearfully and wonderfully made. We were created to be unique. We were created to stand out. We are created to be different. We are not created to just go along, to get along, to be a part of the crowd. That's not what we're here for. Jesus Christ did not die on the cross so that we could sit on our laurels and do nothing. That's not why he did that. We are to be boldly telling people about our faith, boldly sharing. And, you know, sometimes it can get scary because you don't know how people are going to receive it. You don't know if you're going to reject it or whatever the case may be, but you still go out and you share it to the best of your ability about your faith, about the Lord Jesus Christ. And sometimes there are certain areas where you are not that person. You're not that person that gets to deal with a certain individual. And I mean that by, there are different people in the body of Christ that have a certain gifting and a certain type of way that they deal with the word, which means there are people that are called apologists, and they stand for the word in a different myriad of ways. So they can go toe to toe with certain people. And I'm not saying you have to go toe to toe with everybody. I'm just saying for certain types of things that you're not versed in, there's other believers that are. So don't feel like you're lacking because you don't know this and you don't know that. And if someone came to you with this, you don't know how to combat that. Don't worry about those things. When it's time for someone to come to you and there's a challenge or something that might get you a little bit shaken, just know the Lord's going to give you the words to say. He always does. And sometimes you'll be like, wow, I didn't even know that. But the Holy Spirit will give you the words to say. So don't fret about what to say. He's always got the perfect timing. And when someone's going to come into your life that you have to share, you'll be ready. Just know you just stay in your word and always stay ready. You stay ready so you have to get ready. That's it. So After that, Timothy 1, 1 Timothy 4, 4 says this, "For everything created by God is good, and nothing is to be rejected if it is received with thanksgiving." We are not rejectable people. We are not rejects. So there are some people that might feel that there's no purpose for them being created. They don't have anything to do. They're just a reject, just walking around on this earth, taking up space. Why are they here? But we all have a purpose. I don't care what anybody tells you. I don't care if your family tells you something, that you're not worth anything, that nobody cares about what you just say. That's a falsehood. That's a lie. And that you should not believe. We need to start believing in ourselves more and believe that we have the victory. We have the victory. See, you have victory in believing, and you should have victory in believing, which exhibits surrender. That's vibes. That's your vibes. Okay. That is how you vibe within the world, knowing that you surrender your entire life to the Lord, that you surrender and that whatever he wants to do in your life, that you are prepared for it. And he's got you. No matter which way you're going, God is going to guide you in all things all the time. You're created to be different on purpose, for real. So no matter what anybody says, you don't have to wait on somebody or someone to validate why you're here. You don't have to wait for someone to tell you what's your next move. You don't have to wait for that, because God has already told you and shown you what to do. He's already given you something. And some of you might say, no, he didn't tell me what to do. I am very convinced that the Lord has given all of us something deep down inside of us that we know we are to be doing and walking in. So you have to believe that and understand that you were created for a reason. There's a reason that you're here, and you may not know it yet, and it might be just unfolding, but you keep on living. You'll see, because being different is not bad. And this morning I was listening to Micah Tyler's Different song. I don't know if some of you may have heard it, may have not, but I'll sing a little bit of it just as a reminder. I want to be different. I want to be changed till all of me is gone. And all that remains is a fire so bright. The whole world can see that there's something different. I want to be different. Yeah. Okay, so I'm going to stop right there because I'm just saying that's how the song goes. So anyway, when I was listening to that song, I was like, you know, we are created to be different. We're not created to fit in. We are created to stand out and to be the ones that we're called to be, because we were already chosen. You were chosen from the beginning of time. Before anything was even made, God had already selected you. He'd already chosen you. And so that's a great thing to know, that you were already chosen. You were already selected, handpicked by the Lord, right? So that's great. And sometimes sticking out is lonely. But you, as a believer, you're going to stand out. You're going to stand out regardless. And that's your time to just embrace that. Really, truly embrace that you're different in the Lord Jesus Christ. And that's a beautiful thing. So when people look at you like, there's something different about that person. I'm not sure what it is, but they're just, something ain't right. I don't know. And I can't put my finger on it. That would be Jesus that lives inside you, the Holy Spirit that lives inside you, but they don't understand what it is. It's just something about you, something about you. So over in 1 Peter 2:9, it says this, "But you are chosen. You are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people belonging to God, that you may declare the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his wonderful light." He called you from a dark place, a very dark space, and you are in that wonderful light to showcase who God is. Your life is to be that testimony that walks around professing and telling about God's amazing grace and mercy in your life, on your life, through your life, using you to do all kinds of things. You just have to be willing to share and express it. You have to be willing to say that, and you have to learn that you are what you think about. We become what we think about. Earl Nightingale said that. And that is so true. So you are as who you believe. If you believe that you are a believer of Christ Jesus and that you are the ambassador and the representation, you are what you think about. You are that believer. You are that ambassador. You are that representation. You are exactly who God has created you to be. and you are right where you need to be at the time you need to be there. God is not asleep in your life. You're like, Lord, nothing's going the way it's supposed to. I'm not moving. Things ain't going. No, God knows when he's going to move you, and God has a timing in his time for when things that he wants to happen in your life are going to move. So remember, you're created different on purpose for God to use you. And of course, you have remembering to have that victory and believing exhibit surrender. You want to surrender everything to God, not just bits, parts, and pieces, but everything. Sometimes we forget that everything in our life is to be surrendered. And for some of you, I've shared before and I'll share again. Sometimes I in my life would surrender everything to the Lord except for the relationship aspect of my life. And I would not surrender that. But I am in this space right now, in this place that I'm surrendering everything to God, everything. I don't want to just be like, okay, Lord, I surrender my finances. You got that. Lord, I surrender my kids. You got that. Lord, I surrender my health. You got that. Lord, I surrender everything else to you, Lord, except for this part right here. I'm going to keep this part back because, Lord, I don't think you got that part. I'm going to figure it out. No, surrender everything. Don't keep anything away from the Lord. Let him have total control over your life. He's Lord of your life. So surrender all parts of it, every single part, even parts that you think that are not that great to surrender. Surrender everything, because that's what it is. If you believe in the Lord Jesus Christ and that he's got everything, and that your heavenly Father has got everything, and he's got you all the way, because if God be for you, who could be against you? If you believe that 100%, then let everything go. It's that control thing that we as humans have. We want to control our life. We want to control everything, but we can't control our life. We can't control certain aspects of our life. We can't do that. So there are things that you need to remember, that you are to be walking and doing what God would have you to do. And that is important to remember. So surrender everything to him. Now, if you haven't, this is a perfect time in this season to surrender everything. There's so many unknowns and uncertainties and just things that we're unsure of at this moment through what's going on in this particular time of this pandemic. But do not think for one second that God is sitting idly by and wondering, so I wonder what I do now. I wonder what I do now with your life. I don't know. I guess I got to think about that. God is not caught off guard. God is not unaware. God is very intentional and understands where we are at the moment. Every second, every minute of the day, he knows. And when we have faith in the Lord, we really trust that he's got us. He's got you. Everything works together for the good of those who are called according to his purpose. It's true. So you may not see the exit, you may not see the ending, but God has an expected end for your life. And while you're on your journey, God is taking you through these hills and valleys, and he's showing you where he's taking you. You may not get to see except just a step ahead, and you might not even see that. You may not know till you get there, but know that while you're trusting in God, give him over everything, because you were created different on purpose. That is true. So that is the theme of this entire show today. You were created different on purpose. So you are not created to just fit in to get in. You're not supposed to go along to get along. You're not supposed to do that. That's not you anyhow. As believers, we're not created for that. We're created to stick out, be different, and showcase the love, showcase who we are in the Lord, and to really just be what God has called you to be. Inspire, encourage, uplift, and show love. Sometimes it's hard, especially when we have certain enemies that are not so kind, not so nice, but you still have to showcase love. And we have to make sure sometimes that we bridle our tongues. Like sometimes there are people that can come into your space, into your life, and they just rub you the wrong way, like a whole wrong way. Like, you know what? I don't even want to come out of my character, but this person's doing it to me. But you don't want to let them have that type of control. You want to still maintain that control of your mouth, of the things you say. And if you say something, let it be as positive as you can, if you can. Sometimes it's not always that way, because some people do some dirty things. And when your mouth gets to flipping, it just flip all out of the place. And you see this little tongue here? that little guy will say some things. You like, oh my goodness, that was so super sharp. I am, oh my gosh, Lord, forgive me. Because sometimes we are. We're still human beings. And sometimes we say things that really are out of pocket to the left field and way out there. And then people look at you like, you're a Christian? How is that even possible? You say those things? So, not saying that you're not going to have things that come in your life or people that come in your life that cause you to say things that are harsh. And sometimes our tone also can be harsh. But, you know, to everything, there's a time and season, right? So sometimes we just run into those people that cause something different in us. But when we go to the Lord and let him know what's going on, he works it out. So I just wanted to share that with you guys. And also, I wanted to share a quote from C.S. Lewis. And it says, there are two kinds of people, those who say to God, thy will be done, and those to whom God says, all right, then have it your way. P.S. he's not talking about Burger King. I don't even know if Burger King was around that time, but that's not what he's talking about, have it your way. But when you have made a decision and God has given you ample time to make the right choice, he will ratify that decision. You make your choice and he will let you go and surrender you to those choices that you have made. So this is a time where you can definitely change that. You can change that and you can make a better choice for yourself and for your life. And it's time to do that. So I just wanted to stop by and encourage you on today and inspire you that you're created different on purpose. You have a purpose, my dear, my friend. Ladies and gentlemen, you guys have purposes. You do. I don't know what it is. I'm just here to convey that to you. And I will say that all the time. And don't forget, you're fearfully and wonderfully made. I love that. I love that. And I say it all the time. So I want to close out. But before I do, if you don't know the Lord Jesus Christ, I'm just saying, if you don't know him and you've been wanting to be saved and you're asking yourself, what must I do to be saved? Why not ask him to save you right now? I mean, you don't have anything but time and nobody may be around. Maybe somebody is around. I don't know. But maybe you could go somewhere quietly and just say, you know what? Now's the time. So once again, why not ask him right now to save you right now? So you can with me right now, right here, if you want. This is totally your choice. Remember, I'm not pushing this on you. This is your choice. So if you say this prayer with me, definitely get yourself in a Bible-believing church. And also, if you want to go to church and say the prayer again with a pastor, you can do that as well. But this is what I want to say. You can say this little simple prayer from your heart. And this is one that I have to share with you. And I'm going to be doing my best to remember to share this at the end of my messages. So it goes like this. Dear Lord, I now realize that I am a sinner and that you died for me. I repent of my sin and ask you to now come into my heart. Save me and take me to heaven when I die. Thank you, Lord, for saving me. In Jesus' name, amen. If you said that prayer, you're a believer and you're part of the family. You just got to get yourself in a biblically sound-based teaching church. Get yourself in some Bible study. Get yourself surrounded around some other believers. And get ready to be on a journey. Now, when you get saved, I'm not saying your life is going to turn into sprinkles and cupcakes. That's not it. So I don't want to give you the impression that now that you've been saved, that now it's just rainbows and chocolate fondue. It's not. The party's just beginning. And it's not a bad party. It just will help you to understand that now that you're in the body of Christ with the other believers, you have a huge family. And of course, the most important thing is the Lord has forgiven you of your sins. The Lord Jesus Christ, who died on the cross, he has forgiven you of your sins. You serve a risen Savior interceding on your behalf at the right hand of the Heavenly Father. Yay, you! Excitement, excitement. So I'm excited to share that with you today. So I hope that you said that prayer. If not, you still have an opportunity. You still have a choice. Remember, God gives us free will. So if you didn't say that prayer, nothing gets you. You might say it at a different time. But I want to thank you on today for taking time to listen and stop by. And remember, You're created different on purpose. No matter what that is, don't worry about what people don't understand about you or things look a certain kind of way and people like, why are you doing that? It's only God knows what he's giving you to do. So whatever that is, do that on purpose and don't be scared. Don't be afraid. Don't walk in fear because God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of love and of power and of a sound mind. You got this. You are amazing, fearfully, wonderfully made. You can do this. Created different on purpose. Remember that always, always. And go out there. Be amazing. Be great. And have an amazing day. Remember, a big kiss from me to you. I love you, but God loves you immensely more. And remember to be blessed, motivated, and always inspired to do what? What God lays on your heart. Absolutely. So you guys have an amazing day. Thanks again for tuning in. You guys have a great, great day. And I will chat with you guys on tomorrow. God bless. Take care.
You are listening to God's Gift Through His Word with your hostess, Tanika Drake. If you enjoy the show here, don't forget to go to the Apple Podcast platform and make sure to leave a review and a 5-star rating so that other listeners can find her. Reviews are the best way for people to know how great she is. You can also go to the CastBox app and leave a comment on her show. Thank you so much for listening. Here's Tanika.
Thank you all for tuning in. Today's episode was brought to you by the gift of finding God's love, Guilt and Shame Turned Into My Shine. That book can be found on Walmart.com, Amazon.com, and Barnes & Noble. Definitely get your book now. And don't forget, you do not need to be hurt. So be blessed, motivated, and inspired. Happy reading, everyone.
Hey everyone, it's your girl Tanika Drake, T Drake if you prefer, and I'm so glad that you are here tuning in to God's Gift Through His Word. I hope that you will check me out on your favorite podcast platform, wherever you can tune in and download your favorite podcast. Besides that, get in contact with me on social media. You can find me on Instagram, GGTHW, the number 18, LinkedIn, Tanika Drake, Facebook, Tanika Drake, and you can also join the Facebook group, GGTHW. Come in there and share, and I am looking forward to connecting with you on different ways and levels. So tune in, check me out. Also, you can find me at Twitter, God's Gift Through His Word, at Tanika. So go ahead and tweet me, Twitter me, however you want to do it. But let's stay in connection. Let's grow together. Let's share together in the word of the Lord and in inspiration, motivation, and encouragement for one another. So tune in and every day know that you are fearfully and wonderfully made. There is nobody like you. So remember what I always say, to be blessed, motivated, and always inspired to do what God lays on your heart. Take care and thanks for tuning in.
Hello everyone, and thank you for enjoying my mom's show, God's Gift Through His Word. I hope you guys have a lovely day, and I hope you guys stay tuning in to my mom's show.